Hello and welcome to another edition of the Masterclass. And today we're going to discuss two-year-old racing with Ratings to Win analyst Paul Daly. How are you, Paul?
Good morning, Nadia. Good to be back and fresh for a compelling and busy 2018.
I thought today we might discuss two-year-old racing because it is pretty much the buzz talk at the moment, as we're seeing a few very handy two-year-olds emerge. And first of all, from a punting front, do you find these good betting products?
Look, not really, Nadia. I mean, the early two-year-old race is problematical because of the unexposed form and the fact that you're relying on trials. It's probably more a market-driven product, in the early stages of two-year-old racing. Certainly once the horses are exposed and they've had a run or two, they can be actually very good opportunities, especially at the set weights and so forth. Definitely in the early season, problematical. As I said, market-driven, and certainly a lot to be learned from things like the SP. So the SP is probably more relevant in early two-year-olds than it is in older horses.
You bring up a very good point there, and that takes us on to our next point just about the market. Obviously, the pool sizes in two-year-old races, they're no way near as large as your normal races, in particular on a Saturday. So those markets can be somewhat volatile and very reactionary.
Yeah, and horses can appear to be trialing well and having soft, easy trials and so forth. And so, punters can come for those horses at times, and you just don't know how much they've got left. Obviously, the trainers and the connections have a pretty good scope of the ability, and you can look at trial times and whatnot, but often you get some surprise results. But certainly as the markets develop into the better races for two-year-olds, turnover does increase, and the volatility becomes probably less of an issue. But as I say, those early two-year-olds are a problem.
I suppose one of the big points about those early two-year-old races is in your post-race assessment and how you do look at a two-year-old racing. Obviously, when you are dealing with young horses, they can improve significantly between runs.
Dramatically, Nadia, and that's the problem, is that you're dealing with two-year-olds. When they're going from, say, their first or second or third starts, they can improve dramatically. That is something that you can't obviously always factor into your markets, as opposed to the exposed horse that's had lots of starts and has all its weaknesses and strengths exposed, that they're a lot easier to price. So the two-year-olds, you've got to be more flexible. If you're betting in those races early, you've got to be very much in tune with what the market's doing, and you've got to have a good idea and be prepared to be flexible.
Okay, so when you analyse a post-race and you look at a two-year-old race, is there any specific attributes you look at with two-year-olds going forward? Like, do you look at horses who have been strong on the line or have shown good speed, or what are some of the key points you look at?
Well, out of trials, Nadia, I'm looking for that unusually high sectional or exaggerated sectional from a two-year-old. So they can often be, very good indicators of the horse's ability. And I suppose a case in point, and it's a horse that we're going to be talking about shortly, is Performer, who trialled extremely well leading up to its debut win, and it ran some big numbers compared to what you'd expect normally from a two-year-old, and that sort of was a good indicator of ability. But in terms of post-race, obviously times, you use comparative times. You've got to take into account the pace shape, which we'll get into shortly when we talk about a couple of the ones in Sydney, for instance, where there was a big disparity in terms of the numbers between the two heats. You've obviously got to be prepared to look at things like, what weight they're carried versus, say, what they'd expect to be carried, say, under a scale of weight for age. That can be an indicator or at least a contributing factor towards your overall assessment.
Well, that takes us into a look at a couple of key races from the weekend, and just focusing on the two-year-old races that were run in Sydney. We had the running of the Canterbury and also the Witten Stakes, and you talked about a significant difference in the time between these two races.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Fiesta's time and Performer's time, for instance, on the weekend, you've got a difference of around about four lengths or so between the two heats after you allow for track speed adjustments on the day. So the fillies were certainly stronger. That's been Fiesta's race overall time, and a lot of people just get carried away with that, but you've got to take into context the way the races were run. Certainly the pace conditions of the race suited horses being able to make ground in Fiesta's, whereas in Performer's race it was the opposite. They went about 13.5 lengths slower than the Fiesta Heat for the first 500 metres. So, you know, pace was a big contributing factor in terms of a diminished overall time for the performer. So which one's better at the end of the day? Well, that's obviously a very subjective way in terms of how you handicap it. But, you know, for me, performer still holds the ranking as the best two-year-old so far this season. Probably about a length or so below what it did on debut, whereas Fiesta would be still a few lengths behind that at this stage.
It's an interesting point you do bring up, just on the performance of Performer. As we know, he is one of the fancies for the big major two-year-old races coming up in Sydney, and you still feel he's the benchmark horse at this point?
Well, in terms of, you know, if you're looking at Performer versus Fiesta, certainly. I mean, the winner of the Magic Millions is obviously the favourite at the moment in terms of pre-post betting, and deserves a lot of accolades in terms of what it's done on the clock so far. But it's got to be able to bring that form down to at 1,200 metres. It's got to be able to bring that form to Sydney, so, and compete with those. So, look, Performer, you know, didn't look impressive on the weekend, and it was certainly flat out on the line. But, you know, sectionally, it did what it was asked to do, and, you know, had a few things against it. So when you look at the quality of its sectionals, especially closing speed, and so forth, you know, I still think Performer's the benchmark horse in Sydney.
Okay, that's a fair point. Look, you talked about Fiesta, and I suppose another thing you've got to take into consideration here is Chris Waller had this horse resuming, and he put the blinkers on at this point of this horse's career. Usually we see this gear change maybe, say, for a big final, but he's already used that, and the horse has improved, obviously, with that gear change.
Well, yeah, I mean, it certainly appeared to be more troubled in the run than Performer. You know, when you look at the tapes and you read through the stewards' report, I mean, readers of stewards' reports alone would say that Fiesta suffered more interference and so forth than what Performer did, and put in a decent performance. But I mean, you've also got Adamina running second in that race at an SP of about 30-1, and Gerald Ryan's noted for getting two-year-olds up and running early. So the fact that also takes away a little bit, I think, from the race. Secret Lady failed, just didn't sort of run up to his SP. So, you know, I'm still thinking that, Fiesta doesn't have as many aces up its sleeve.
The other feature race on the program on Saturday was obviously the Expressway, a Group 2 race over 1,200 metres, and we saw Trapeze Artist, who was first up, was too strong for them, and he looks like he's come back well.
Yeah, look, I got this race wrong, and in terms of the way I handled it on track on Saturday, I was down in Sydney, and I backed Addictive Nature in the race, who had trialled up very well, and there was very good support for it. Late money did come for Trapeze Artist, and there were some well-informed judges that backed it. Notable about this horse, Nadia, is that Trapeze Artist needs the speed on to perform. If you look at its best performances, so, you know, the Expressway, the Golden Rose, even back to the Black Oval, the speed has been on in the races, certainly in terms of the Golden Rose and Expressway. So the big dominant numbers that it's produced have been when it's had the conditions to suit, and it got that on Saturday. And part of the reason it got that was because of the saddle slipping on the leader Memes, who ran along at a much quicker tempo than what you know, she'd be normally comfortable with. So I'm sort of saying that because Trapeze Artist sat outside the lead first up and did what it did, that it's certainly in for a very good campaign and could go to a new level. And it's certainly the one with the best overall time ability in the race.
Just wanted to touch on a few races from Adelaide on Saturday, the two-year-old and also the three-year-old event, because both of some of these horses out of this are likely to head over the border for the carnival. Starting off with the two-year-old race, and Philip Stokes has always made mention that this is one of his better two-year-olds in More Than Exceed, was able to get the split through from the inside and run away, and you'd probably feel that he's going to take good benefit out of the win as well.
Yeah, look, it had a nice run in transit, didn't it? And certainly, it did what it had to do, I suppose, in beating the stablemate, the 20-1's pop in the stablemate. So, look, the horse is obviously improving. It's improved significantly between its first and second start. We don't know the limit of this horse yet, but notably, those races, it hasn't really run times yet. You know, if you compare it against, say, your normal open class horse, I know it's a two-year-old, but it still hasn't sort of put anything outstanding on the clock as yet. but certainly has ability and can improve and feature in some of the stakes races.
The other race was the three-year-old event over 1,100 metres. It was won by one of the locals in Mondo Magic, but we did see Plutocracy, who was first up from a break, who ended up jumping second pick, and the money came for Philip Stokes's A Clear Sunshine, who was a runner-up last preparation behind Royal Symphony at Flemington. You would think that Plutocracy and A Clear Sunshine will be looking for races over the border this time in.
Yeah, look, Claire Sunshine got too far back on Saturday and in a slowly, very slowly run race. And so, you know, the pattern suggested that it had no chance in the run. So its ability to finish on was worth some merit. But it did rate significantly below what we know it can. The race overall was slow. They went about 2.8 lengths slow. It's not a strong benchmark 70 by any means for three-year-olds. So I think Claire Sunshine can obviously race better when it gets some speed on. The winner and the second horse, they're sort of rating to their level in terms of what they've shown today. But I'd be more inclined to lean towards the more than exceed horse as a horse I'd be wanting to perhaps follow than anything out of this race.
Wonderful, Paul. Thank you for joining us again. And we'll do it all again next week. And all the best of luck this week.
Thanks, Nadia. You too. Bye.